You.
Hey, Bill?
Yeah, Tyler.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Did you get my message?
Yeah, sorry. I was just getting out of a meeting there and just listening to your voicemail, actually. 8-hour meeting. That must have been quite eventful.
Well, you know what it is. I'm part of a growth group where they take people who have done well in their business mm-hmm. and people who are, like, average at just starting out. And we meet with all the owners and we share best practices, ideas, and stuff. So that's why it was 8 hours.
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. And because I've done well, not the best, but done well, uh-huh. I got nominated to participate, which is fine. I don't mind sharing knowledge. It's, you know, the way the world goes around, so.
Yeah. Kind of gets the name out there as well. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that the first time you'd ever done that, or have you done that in the past?
Oh, no. I've been doing this for the last 2 years.
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool. Also,
yeah,
probably...
Because a lot of them come from all over the country, we talk once a month on the phone, and then we meet face-to-face quarterly.
Wow, that's
so,
pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's a pretty cool thing.
Is that industry-specific to what you guys do, or is it just kind of a broad...
No, it's industry-specific. No, Home Helpers is a franchise. So... There are other owners in the Home Helpers franchise.
Gotcha.
That's why our corporate name is SunCare, but our DBA name is Home Helpers. But, yeah, so, you know, that's they like to, and I don't buy, I do the same thing, man. You got people who figured it out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got corporate in Ohio, and, you know, that's, they do their thing, and, you know, because my experience, 28 years in management, I can direct a lot of people on avoiding pitfalls and stuff like that. So,
of course,
that's just how that goes. But I noticed that the gentleman I talked to yesterday, who said I had been checking all day, he never sent me those payoff notices.
Okay.
So tomorrow, I'm wondering why that is, because he told me it should have been no problem.
Hmm.
And I think, I don't know if there's, you know, a process. There certainly shouldn't be. Usually it's a push of a button. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm hoping it's not some kind of stall tactic, you know, so they can say, oh, well, we locked you in, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I did that, you know, basically in September. So, you know. And they're probably trying to figure out a way to maximize what they can make off of me, but whatever.
Yeah.
I will get it. I will get it from them tomorrow. So.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, even if they are stalling on the payback notes, there, as long as you guys can maybe get, you know, the other, you know, the applications and the tax return and bank statements over, just so I can get the file going. That way, as soon as you do get the payoff letter, you just shoot that over, and I can get you submitted immediately. But whatever pace you're working at there.
That sounds good to me, man. What I'll do is we'll get those items to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Now, I did talk to, I think I put it in the email, I did talk to the one company that bought the on-deck loan. I think I told you who it was, too, in the email. But anyhow, I talked to them, and, you know, they're ready to go. You know, they're going to send me something that says what the payoff would be, et cetera, and so...
Okay.
I was actually able to get to them before I could get to the other people. So,
okay.
At any rate, I will get you everything I can by tomorrow, and we will see where we go. Hopefully, it'll be off together.
Exactly.
I just really want a better rate, man. I feel like I got raped. I feel like I've been raped, Tyler.
They got you.
Damn,
they got
God.
You for sure. But
yeah, they did.
Let me see here. I know you and your wife are 50-50, right, on the ownership breakdown, correct?
Yeah. Do you need me to send you the legal documentation that shows that?
The tax return should show that. The only thing that I was just going to make sure that you knew is just to make sure that both you and her fill out an application. It'll say like 3/4 of the way down on the application, you know, who the other, if there is other ownership, we just need to make sure that you both fill out one, just so we have wet signatures and proof of ownership there for both of you.
Yeah, and that's fine. And that way, the other thing I wanted to tell you is one of the things that I was able to negotiate with the person that bought that debt from On Deck is that they will do a full reversal on my personal credit report if I can get them paid off next week, which is really great for me.
Okay, then let me write that down real quick. You said they'll give you full
they will write the all three reporting agencies for credit and have it removed or stricken, full removal, I think they said, from my credit report.
Okay.
So that is going to be a wonderful thing, because that whole thing I explained to you, it bit me in the butt. And I don't know if you ever heard of an organization. Well, anyway, I told you I was trying to work with a debt consolidator, which was a stupid move, and I didn't validate the people, and they were a shyster group, and they took $9,000, and I got screwed there, too. So, but you live and learn, you know?
So you said by the end of, like, next week, so by the end of next Friday, basically, or did he give you a specific date?
They said, like, Wednesday. Wednesday. I told them. I told her I'd be back here by Wednesday, because I figured me and you could have, you know, pretty much things pulled together by then.
Yeah, as long as you're able to get everything over to me tomorrow, worst comes to worst, I could just submit it at the end of Friday, and then we have answers for you either Monday afternoon or Tuesday morning at the latest, very latest. So it's just a matter of you getting all the paperwork over and making sure everything lines up, and then once I can get you submitted, usually we'll get you an answer in right around 24 hours.
Okay. And if I could get that company to put that in writing, what I just shared with you, would that be taken into consideration by the underwriter?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, that's something we can definitely look at if you have that type of setup right around the corner for you. If you are able to get that, we can shoot that over. If not, I can just at least explain to them the situation to see if they'll take that into account. Either way, I think that'll definitely help you with the approval.
Great. All right. Well, Tyler, I appreciate your follow-up, and sorry I had... Golly. I live by a bike trail, and I just had some idiot just go blast that out in front of me. God, some people are just stuck on stupid, man. I know, ain't it? I know. But, okay, sounds good. I'll work diligently on that, and you and I will touch base tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good. Sounds good, Bill.
All right, thank you, sir. You take care of yourself, and try to have a good evening.
Will do.
Okay, bye.